We're on the telephone with Colin Woodall with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Well, Colin, we heard this afternoon that EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt has resigned. And certainly he's been under fire for quite some time now. Was this a surprise to you?
It is a bit of a surprise because he has been under fire for quite some time. But he has always managed to come out on top and stay in his position. We really don't know a whole lot of details about, you know, what ultimately led to this, but I know from the perspective of the U.S. beef industry and specifically the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, we hate to see him go because he has done a lot to help roll back the overburdensome regulations from EPA, especially all of his work on waters in the United States. So he really has done a lot of great work for cattle producers while he has been the administrator of the EPA.
And whenever somebody resigns like this, one of the questions is, okay, what's next? Will it be better or worse?
Yeah, that is definitely always the question that is asked. Is it better or is it going to be worse? You know, I think we're probably going to find somebody on a similar type of overall, you know, management style and definitely an overall position of what EPA should and should not do. And I think that's just a function of the president himself. I don't think he's going to nominate anybody who is going to let off the pedal of rolling back regulations. So we will definitely be very curious to see who that person is. But I can guarantee you that we will work with him as closely as we have with Administrator Pruitt to try to make sure we continue to find ways to ultimately kill the WOTUS rule and to continue to roll back other EPA regulations.
One of the questions you see discussed is, can an EPA administrator even get confirmed in the current political climate in Washington?
Well, you know, if you look back to Pruitt's original confirmation hearings, you know, they were pretty tough on him. But yet he was still confirmed. And I think that definitely what we have seen so far may make it a little bit hotter for the next nominee to go through that process, but it will be their own ultimate record that they will have to defend. They won't necessarily have to stand up and defend what Administrator Pruitt did. So from that perspective, I do believe that we have a good chance of getting somebody in there in a timely manner that will help us continue the work that Administrator Pruitt started.
But to follow up on your first comment, you said you really are disappointed to see him go.
We are disappointed. Again, we've had a great relationship with him. He came into the EPA, and instead of the EPA being the enemy to agriculture, all of a sudden he wanted to work with us. He wanted to talk to us. He wanted to have a true discussion about EPA regulations and their impact on the beef industry, and that was a welcome relief. And not just a welcome relief from the previous administration, but from previous administrations completely. We really have never had this kind of relationship with the EPA that we have right now. We're going to miss that.